Canada is having a lot of wildfires right now, especially in the western parts of the country. The fires are spreading because it's really dry and there hasn't been much rain. Thousands of people have had to leave their homes because of the fires. The town of Fort McMurray, which was already hit by fires in 2016, is being affected again. Other places like Fort Nelson and Cranberry Portage have also been impacted by the fires. There are a few reasons why the fires are happening. Sometimes, strong winds knock over trees and they hit power lines, which starts fires. Lightning strikes are also a common cause. People doing careless things or even starting fires on purpose can also make the fires start. Climate change and hotter temperatures are making it easier for fires to happen in Canada. Places that are already dry are becoming even more at risk because of the warming climate. The wildfire season in Canada is starting earlier and earlier each year. It used to start in July or August, but now it's starting as early as May. Last year was the worst fire season ever, with a lot of land getting burned. This year, even though the season is starting early again, experts think it might not be as bad as last year. How bad the season is depends on the weather during the summer. The Canadian government is warning that this year's wildfire season could be really bad because of the warmer weather. But it's important to remember that we won't know for sure until the summer is over. People are working hard to stop the fires, but it might take a few weeks to put them all out. The smoke from the fires is also affecting the air quality in both Canada and the United States, so people need to be careful.